The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, July 13, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel traveled to Portugal at the invitation of his counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. We will pay a state visit. Postponed by the pandemic, it will be an excellent opportunity to expand our historic relations, the president tweeted. The visit will be an opportunity to continue to strengthen bilateral relations between Cuba and Portugal in the year of the 104th anniversary of bilateral relations. Díaz-Canel added that he will participate later in the third CELAC European Union summit to be held in Brussels on July 17 to 18. Cuba considers the community of Latin American and Caribbean states as the region's unitary voice and will go to that meeting with a positive spirit and will help strengthen relations between both regional blocs on the basis of equality and respect, the head of state said. Spanish member of the European Parliament Manu Pineda on Wednesday strongly condemned the resolution against Cuba approved in the European Parliament. Despite the infamous insulting resolution, the peoples of the world are with you, Cuba, he said in a message of fraternal greetings to Cuba. According to the left group member, the European Parliament has become a loudspeaker for the most reactionary and extreme right-wingers. Regarding the adopted document, Pineda asserted that it contaminates and stains what should be the house of Europe's sovereignty. The text used the human rights issue to attack Cuba with the clear intention of affecting the political dialogue and cooperation agreement signed by the European Union and Cuba in 2016. During a visit to the province of Matanzas, Belarus's ambassador to Cuba, Valery Varanovsky, described the bilateral relations as very good. At the political level, we are two sister nations that exchange similar criteria, and on the economic field, we have common challenges with important logistical aspects that are being improved, the diplomat said. Baranovsky explained that in 2021, Belarus exported 156 tractors to Cuba in order to boost the development of agriculture, one of the sectors in which there are major agreements between the European and Caribbean nations. The ambassador said that the start of flights from Moscow to Varadero is a great opportunity to boost the arrival of tourists from his country to Cuba, although he noted that there are logistical issues that are being studied in order to see the best options to support economic development in Cuba. Cuban youth has much to say and contribute in Brussels at the European Union, Latin American and the Caribbean Civil Society Forum, despite the limitations imposed, the island's delegate Gretel Gomez said. The university student pointed out as objectives of her participation there to expose the reality of the Antillean nation and the impact on its youth due to the U.S. blockade. However, in the forum organized by the Europeans, we find limitations and we cannot intervene as speakers, but only through questions, she added. In the context of the celebration on July 17 and 18 of the third summit between the European Union and the community of Latin American and Caribbean states, CELAC, the meetings dedicated to civil society were convened, although under questioning and complaints for not being the result of a bi-regional consensus. As it was conceived, the forum that calls to debate on cohesion, social inequalities, education, health, culture, gender, youth, human rights, democracy, and sustainable economy does not allow delegates from Cuba and other countries to make their contribution. Cuba will once again hold on site the International Wine Festival at its usual venue, the Hotel Nacional, next October, this time on its 22nd edition, as was announced by Victor Gregorio Rosquete, the commercial specialist of that facility. The new event is slated from October 4 to 6 this year, and as on previous occasions, new products and flavors will be presented to the local market, especially as an added value for Cuba's tourism. Wine producers and dealers, specialists, distributors, sellers, and consumers will have the opportunity to fraternize and exhibit their wines, while the 1930s Salon will bring together the participating companies and wineries. A preliminary blind tasting will take place on September 29, while the official opening of the meeting and specialized presentations will be on October 4. And for the 5th, presentations, conferences, workshops, business meetings, and pairing of Havana cigars with wines are scheduled. The closing ceremony will be on the 6th with other specialized presentations, conferences, workshops, business meetings, and the award ceremony in the 1930 Salon. And in the international agenda, we have that the candidates for the presidency of Ecuador will be able to officially participate in the electoral campaign after the National Electoral Council authorized the period ahead of the elections on August 20th. The National Electoral Council decided to hold the campaign in advance, which would originally begin on August 8th, after the Electoral Dispute Tribunal confirmed that all the appeals had been solved. The head of the National Electoral Council, Diana Ataman, argued that the citizens have the right to know the candidates and therefore it is opportune to hold a campaign in advance, although she explained that only the presidential candidates will be able to carry out promotional activities. The winner of the votes will complete the 2021-2025 term, interrupted by the mutual death decreed by current President Guillermo Lasso, who dissolved the National Assembly in the midst of a process of impeachment against him. Meanwhile, President Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva will homologate today the bill approved by the National Congress, which creates the new program My House, My Life to reduce the housing deficit in Brazil. Among the main changes in the new My House, My Life are the increase in the income range to participate in the program, the reduction in the rate, and the improvement in the financing conditions. The value of the property was increased, as well as the subsidy financed by the federal government. Criteria were also included in the technical specifications to guarantee the improvement of the quality of the real estate and the location of the land inserted in the urban network. In addition, homeless families will be included in the program and the expansion of social leasing should take place. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.